Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3491BN. Today's date is November 4th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Preparing Their False Flag, Silent Majority No More, Bigger Than You Can Imagine. Let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it seems like they have now basically fallen into the trap that the patriots have set. And I do believe Trump needs to show everyone how the elections are rigged. He needs everyone to see the fraud. Think about it. He needed to show everyone how the deep state players were going to open the borders. Now, remember, he told everyone, going back in time during or before the 2020 election, that they're going to open up the borders. They're going to bring in as many people as possible. And this is going to be a disaster for the United States. Now, of course, people, they really didn't believe it. People like, no, that can't be possible. They're just going to open the border and just let anyone into the country. That just doesn't make sense. You mean they're going to let in criminals, drug traffickers, human traffickers, insane asylum people, all these people that just come into this country? No, I can't believe that. That would never happen. They wouldn't do things like that. And then all of a sudden, the resident comes into position and everyone started to see, hey, look, they opened the borders. Millions of people are coming over the border. They're not vetting anyone. Actually, they're keeping children in warehouses in all different locations. And nobody's allowed to go in there to see them. Nobody's allowed to do anything. And they're just sending these children all over the place. Without seeing it, no one would believe it. And I do believe he is using the same exact strategy this time around. Number one, I think the elections are too big to rig. I think if Trump, if you go back to 2020, if he got 75 million to 80 million votes, which I do believe he got, and this time he's getting 100, 150 or 200 million, there's no way that they're going to be able to make up the difference. Because think about how many ballots they're going to have to create during this period of time. Plus, with all the early voting, the numbers will not make sense once whatsoever. They just will not make sense. Because we already have the numbers, how many Republicans voted, how many Democrats have voted. And for them to say, oh, no, here are the numbers and we just created another 100 million, it won't make sense. But I do believe Trump, he needs to show the people how the elections are rigged. Because without the people seeing the elections, how they're rigged, how can we have change? Just like with the borders. If you didn't see the open borders and how bad they are, we wouldn't have change. If you didn't see how bad the economy was and how they're destroying the economy and they're lying to us, we wouldn't have change. Same thing with out in the Middle East, out in Ukraine. Trump had peace. Now they're pushing war. If you didn't see them pushing war, how would we have peace? So everything that Trump is showing everyone, he wants people to see it. He wants people to understand it. He's educating everyone. And it's the same thing with the elections. If you don't see the fraud firsthand, if you don't see the rigging, and I don't mean just with these court cases and people putting up videos and things like that. Remember, going back in time, going back to 2020, they told us that the elections were secure. The elections are so secure that we don't have to worry. Actually, the CISA right now, the head of CISA, is saying the same exact thing. The election's secure. So if you continually tell the people that the elections are secure and they're losing in the elections, and then all of a sudden they tell us that the elections are manipulated, what did everyone just find out? That these elections can be manipulated very, very easily. And once people start to look into the ballots, when people start to look into what is going on, people start to realize, wait a minute, look how easily these elections can be manipulated. Now, take everything that you've been seeing before the elections, all the court cases that Trump and the Patriots are winning, because they're showing, hey, look, you're keeping the poll watchers out. Hey, look, we have 200,000, you know, non-citizens on the voting rolls. Every step of the way, you're seeing the fraud. But I do believe he wants the deep state to do what they do best. When they're losing the election and they can't make up the difference with the ballots, he wants them to tell everyone that the elections have been manipulated, that they're not secure anymore. Even though they told us they're secure, it seems that he wants them to tell us that they aren't secure. Now, once again, we have to remember this is an information war. Trump is trying to lead them down this path. Will they actually go ahead and do this? Well, from everything that we can see right now, they're preparing for something. Yes, they're going to try to continue this over many, many days. Actually, out in Arizona, they had already told us that we're going to count the majority of ballots on the first day, but we're going to have to wait a couple of days until we get all the ballots in. So they're already letting you know that we will not have the results. Even though it looked like Trump is winning, and this is why the Harris campaign, this is why the fake news, the deep state players have told you, that even though it looks like Trump is winning, and he keeps saying that he is the next president of the United States, don't believe him because we didn't get all the ballots in yet. And I do believe at this point when they realize, wait a minute, how many more do we need? 50 million more? Oh, wait, this is just too big to rig. We can't do it. I think at this point in time, they'll probably move into the next phase of saying, look, the elections were manipulated. We're getting word from CISA right now that there was some type of an attack or there was an insider job. And we don't know if these election results are on the up and up. Now, I do believe what they want to do during this period of time is they want the Trump supporters to get angry as we move along because they're going to try to stall. They're going to try to say the elections were manipulated, even though it shows Trump was winning. And when you start to look at all the poll numbers and you look at all the swing states, you can see Trump is in the lead. So if you're going to try to start a civil war, if you're trying to start chaos, what do? You need to make the Trump supporters angry. And I do believe this is why they're actually going to continue the elections for many days to see if they can get the Trump supporters angry. Because remember, their entire mission right now is to make the people angry, keep them divided, and start a civil war. But I think what's going to happen in the end is that we're going to find out that we are not the silent majority. And this movement, the people of this country, this movement to take back the country is bigger than anyone could imagine. And I think when people start to realize, look how many people Trump has compared to what they've been telling us. Because remember, with these poll numbers, they're saying, hey, Trump is up at 51, Kamala's at 47. They're making it look like it's very, very close. Can you imagine if we had to redo the elections, and maybe this will happen, because again, if you look at the law that they passed, the electoral presidential election of 2022 law, because remember, Trump and Pence, they had this huge argument, so they created this law. There's a fast track up to the Supreme Court, and Trump has all the different cases right now, not just Trump himself, but all the Patriots, the RNC, they have all these cases, and it can show, look at the fraud, look what's been happening, it's manipulating, and now they're telling us it's manipulated. This will make it easier for the Supreme Court to make a ruling. Now, if you were going to show the people that there was fraud in the election, and this is a cheating system, what best way to do this? I would say compare it to paper voter ID one-day voting and compare it to the cheating system, almost like vaccinated and unvaccinated. Remember, we have two groups, vaccinated and unvaccinated, because everyone to get vaccinated. Now you can see, look, all the people that got vaccinated, they have all these illnesses that they don't feel good most of the time. The people that are unvaccinated, they don't have it. You could see it very, very clearly. With the elections, Trump has been talking about the rigging of elections, how there's election fraud, election interference. But to show the people, to make a change, you got to show them something. You got to show the people, look, you've been in a rigged system this entire time. Do you see the difference? Look at the paper election and look at the computerized election with the ballots, the mail-ins, and everything else. Do you see the difference? And I think at that point in time, people are definitely going to see the difference. And they're going to see, wow, look how many votes Trump got. Now, again, will it go down this path? Maybe, maybe not. We see the deep state players. They are definitely pushing in this direction. And I do believe Trump is leading them down this path. And I do believe that they might move towards saying that the elections were manipulated. It's going to prove everything that Trump has been saying. But let's see how this all plays out. We'll be talking about this a lot more a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Iman Khalif. Now, this is the Algerian boxer, and this individual won, what, the Olympics. And there was a controversy over this boxer because there were reports that this individual was a man pretending to be a woman. And of course, the fake news and everyone else said, no, absolutely not. This is a woman. It is not a man. It's a woman. Now, this is all falling apart for them because a leaked French medical report from 2023 has confirmed that the Algerian boxer, Iman Khalif, is a male. Redux put this out and said, top endocrinologists found that Khalif has XY chromosomes, no uterus, internal testicles, and a micropenis. So this individual is not a female whatsoever. So right there, it's completely and utterly falling apart. And everything that they told us, all the fake information, the disinformation, misinformation, like they like to say, it has now completely fallen apart around them. And everything that the deep state has been doing for quite a while, where they say we're the conspiracy theorists, and we're spreading disinformation and misinformation, if you notice, it's always them in the end. Think about COVID, think about the economy, think about the borders, think about what's happening out in the Middle East, out in Ukraine. It's always them who are putting out misinformation and disinformation. And when we look at the border, we can see they've been telling us since Biden and Harris came into office, the border secure, the border secure, the border secure, until they wanted to pass a bill that would legalize all illegals. Then they said the borders weren't secure because they needed something. They needed a fast track so they could get these people on board so they can vote in the election and change the entire dynamic of the country. But it failed. They weren't able to do it. And what's very interesting, remember going back in time when Trump said that Mexico was going to help us pay for the wall? Well, it looks like he might have found a way. So Trump said when he gets back into office, he's going to threaten to impose a tariff of 25% on all imports from Mexico, which is the top trade partner with the U.S., unless the Mexican government curbs what he called an onslaught of immigrants coming across the border. Now, he said he'll start off at 25. If they don't do anything, then we'll go to 50. Then we'll go to 75. Then we'll go to 100. I think Mexico will probably push back in the beginning. We will collect a lot of money. And this money will most likely pay for the wall. And then eventually what's going to happen, Mexico will see that they're losing a lot of money. They will eventually say, okay, we will stop the people coming into the U.S. We will assist you. And I think Trump's promise is going to then come true. That's going to be very interesting. And remember, Mexico now has a new president. Trump has not met her, he says. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and the House Judiciary put this out, and this is about Kamala Harris's open border alliance with the United Nations bureaucrats. And this is what they put out. U.S. taxpayer dollars were spent on foreign national salaries so they could advise other foreign nationals on the easiest way to migrate to the United States. At least $81.7 million in the U.S. taxpayer funding spent by the Open Borders United Nations to allow illegals to bypass the southwest border and fly directly into the United States. Migration centers set up throughout Central and South America staffed by UN bureaucrats. Nearly 70,000 aliens referred for potential resettlement in the United States. And you have the UN now trafficking people into this country. Anyone really surprised about this? Not really. Now, with all these illegals coming in, you can see the deep state players, they have brought in criminals, human traffickers, child traffickers, rapists, terrorists, people from the insane asylum where they're absolutely nutso. And every day we hear of another illegal murdering a woman or raping a woman. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And the FBI admitted that, yes, crime has gone up. Now, remember, they tried to trick the people. They tried to say, no, crime wasn't on the rise. But everyone could see with their two eyes. Everyone could see what's going on. And eventually what happened was the FBI said, okay, yeah, we redid the data. Crime is going up. But for the debates, they made it seem like crime was going down. Now, remember, a lot of these blue areas and a lot of these different areas, they weren't reporting their crime statistics because if you don't report it, it looks like crime is going down. But the people who live in those cities, they believe that there's more crime because they're living in these cities. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Puerto Rican TikToker kidnapped, murdered by illegal immigrants after she went to Georgia Walmart. And this is happening every single day now, and it's getting worse and worse. And all those people that wanted this, all those people that wanted to bring in the illegals, it's very interesting when you have people going up to these people saying, all right, can you spend money on them? Can you house them? It's funny how all of a sudden they say, absolutely not. And this is why we need some type of accountability. If you want this, well, here's your bill. This is how much it's going to cost. If you want to bring all these illegals in, it's going to cost you $10,000 a month. You know what most of the people are going to say? Absolutely not. If you want to bring in the illegals, instead of paying the $10,000 a month, you're going to have to house them. You know what most of the people are going to say? Absolutely not. And what's very interesting is that there's this little postcard that's going around, and you could see Harris supporters, they're freaking out about it. And Wokeness put this out and said, people with Harris signs are receiving these postcards in the mail. It says, thank you for supporting Kamala. We appreciate what you're doing and putting up this yard sign. But now we need your continued help. We will be moving a family of two from the country of Nicaragua into your home on October 30th, 2024. They'll need food, toiletries, and transportation. People are receiving this and they're freaking out over this. Remember, this is what they voted for. They don't want to house these people. They don't want to support them. Absolutely amazing. And when you put these people on the spot, look what happens. Because again, when you don't see it, when you're not affected by it, it sounds great until you're put in that position where, hey, you got to take this person in or you got to pay for them because this is what you wanted. Think about all the people that are in New York, Chicago, LA. When they saw the illegals come into their cities, you know what they said? This is ridiculous. My kid can't play in a park anymore. They're taking over hotels. They're taking over schools. All the money's going to the illegals, not to my children, not to our neighborhood. We're seeing an increase in crime. People are now getting a firsthand look at what happens when you just bring in all these illegals. And people now are rejecting it. And that's a good thing. Sometimes you got to show the people the truth. And you know what people are seeing now? They're seeing that all these Hollywood people who are associated with Diddy or Epstein Island, they are now panicking. And everyone that's supporting Kamala is associated with Diddy. And people see it now. And what's very interesting is that Garth Brooks, he is now considering fleeing the U.S. after being accused of sex abuse. He could just flee? I mean, really think about this for a second. So he's being accused. So if he was innocent, why would he flee? Does that make sense? Unless there are more people and other things that he has done. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Diddy's lawyers are trying to keep information from coming out. They don't want the videos. They don't want any of this. And they're trying to stop it, which is very, very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is remember that whole thing with Pizzagate? And we had this individual, and it was John Podesta's friend, who debunked Pizzagate. Well, he was just recently arrested for raping toddlers. Slade Sommer, editor-in-chief of The Recount and friend of former Hillary Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, was arrested last month for raping multiple toddlers and babies. Elon responded to this and said, "The hammer of justice is coming." Unbelievable. That tells you everything you need to know. So this is the guy that debunked everything? That's unbelievable in itself. And that should tell you everything you need to know. It always seems that these individuals that are debunking, or the trans people are saying, "We're not grooming everyone." It always seems that they're involved in child pornography, raping a child, child trafficking, sex trafficking. And this should tell you everything you need to know. I think when all this comes out, it's going to destroy Hollywood. It's going to destroy the corrupt politicians. It's going to destroy everything that they have built. And the people now are going to see the truth. Actually, this is deeper and wider than anyone could imagine. And especially when these people are being brought up on treasonous charges, and then all of a sudden they're hit with all of this, this is going to be the topper on the cake right there. And you can see that the deep state players, they're trying to stop the truth from coming out. And right now we have the New York Times. They're going after YouTube, trying to push YouTube into censoring. Now, I don't think YouTube needs any pushing to censor people, because they do a very, very good job, just like Facebook, Instagram, and the rest. And the New York Times put this article out there and says, "Election falsehoods take off on YouTube as it looks the other way." The Rabbit Hole responded to this and said, "The article is effectively trying to strong-arm YouTube into censoring voices that the New York Times disapproves of. Shameful behavior from a newspaper." And yes, they're going to try to push the social media platforms into censoring everybody. Because think about what's coming down the line right now. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players. And what's very interesting is that the deep state players, they decided to cyber attack Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine. And at this point right now, the Internet Archive has not been archiving since October 8th. Why would that be? Because the deep state players, they don't want people going back in time. They don't want people looking at what has happened in the past. And what's very interesting is that Jiroduck put this out and said, "Internet Archive has not been archiving since October 8th. Google Cache has stopped caching. The Alexa service, the one that used to rank web traffic, not the Amazon virtual assistant, is gone. The ability of sensors to memory hole the internet is growing." And that's exactly what they want. They don't want people going back in time and looking at different things. But again, I don't believe this is going to work in the end, because anything that's on the internet, it's just not erased. It's not just deleted. And you know that there are certain governmental agencies that have been capturing all this data. And it's very, very easy to go back in time to find this data. And there's a lot of people on the net that have been capturing this data, not just one organization, but I do believe there are many. And I think in the end, their entire push to stop people from seeing all these things that happened in the past, because again, when you look in the past, it tells you quite a bit, because you can compare it to what they're saying today. And I think their entire push to try to stop this is going to fail. And we were told about this, that you should archive everything offline, because eventually what they were going to do is they were going to try to get rid of everything so you couldn't go back in time. But again, it's not going to work in their favor, just like everything else. I do believe this entire plan was to wake the people up, was to show the people the truth, was to show the people, look how these people are destroying the country. Look how they've been lying to you. It was to show the people, wake up or you're not going to have a country. Fight for your freedom. See, Trump, he's already in control. He was in control when they tried to overthrow the United States government. But you have to remember, according to the Constitution, according to the Declaration of Independence, the people must take back this country. And to have a counterinsurgency to counter the insurgency, you need the people's help. And without the people, there's nothing. And that's what this has all been about. It's about showing the people, making the people understand what's going on. Trump could have explained it to everyone. He could have said, "Listen, these people are evil. They're going to open the borders. They're going to destroy your economy. They're going to break." No one would believe it. No one would say, "Oh, you know what? Really? You think that's going to happen?" No, they wouldn't. He needed to show you firsthand This is why he put the resident in place, because he needed the people to reach a point where they said enough is enough. And I do believe we're now approaching the point where the economy is going to really start to fall apart. Remember, he told you in a Truth post that said, if Kamala gets in, the entire economic system is going to enter a 1929 depression. Look what's happening to the market now. It's been going down, 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 down. You think this is scaring people? Absolutely. And you know, if Kamala gets in, this isn't going to stop. It's going to continue ahead in this direction. And if Trump gets in, you know he's going to be able to turn this around. So people are looking at this going, holy crap, this is awful. The market's dropping like a rock. I think it came down like 200-something points today. And this is just absolutely unbelievable. And as we approach war, people are now thinking about, wait, what's happening out in Ukraine? North Korea's out there. What's happening in the Middle East? We're seeing a war with Iran and Israel. That's starting. And I wouldn't be surprised if Taiwan starts to join in very, very soon. But Putin is out there, and Jack Straw put this out. He says he takes Donald Trump's plan to end the war with Ukraine very seriously, and Russia supports it. So again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're working with Xi, working with Putin, working with Netanyahu, working with Kim Jong-un, certain leaders, and they're prepared and ready to usher in peace. But again, they had a mission that they had to complete, which means they had to go around defeating the state-funded terrorists. And the state-funded terrorists, which were created by the CIA, they needed to be removed from all these different locations. Because again, we have the deep state here in this country. The deep state is embedded in all the different areas around the world. And I do believe Trump's mission, the Patriots' mission, was to remove all of it, just like Netanyahu's removing Hamas and Hezbollah. And if you listen to Netanyahu, he doesn't say he's going to destroy Iran. He says he's going to set the people free, which means they're going to remove the deep state players, the CIA agents, inside of the country, and they're going to allow the people to be free of the deep state. The same thing with Ukraine, the same thing here in the United States. I do believe North Korea, they removed the deep state players from North Korea already. So this is very interesting how this all playing out, and I do believe that all the leaders are going to be on Trump's side when he says, let's have peace. And of course, you know, the other side, they're going to be pushing war very, very hard. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that all the different people that were at Diddy Party that became very famous, and a lot of these people don't even have that much talent, but they were pushed out there. But you can see they're all endorsing Kamala Harris right now. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Green Lives Matter put this out on X and said, Lady Gaga just announced that she will be endorsing Kamala Harris and speaking at her final rally. I dare one person to watch the video of Gaga training with spear cooker Mariana Abramovich and not be disturbed down to the core. It is impossible. And he's absolutely right. Now we also have Will Ferrell. He is now panicking and he is now vowing to hold people accountable if you don't vote for Kamala. He's going to hold you personally responsible for it. Is this a threat? Are these people now so panicked that they're threatening the people? It's starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see the deep state players who are prepared and ready to cheat in this election. They're going to continually tell you that there is no fraud. They're going to continually tell you that there's nothing going on. The elections are perfect. Just like they told you, the borders weren't open. The borders are secure. It's the same thing with the elections. They're gaslighting the people. And the only way to show the people that they're lying is to actually have the elections be manipulated to show the fraud so people believe it. Because if you just tell people there's fraud, and people are seeing fraud right now, way before the election, very, very different than 2020. They're seeing how they're not removing people from the voter rolls. You can see how they're keeping poll watchers out. You can see how the touchscreens are not going for Trump. They're going for Kamala. And remember, they call it a glitch, but it's always in the favor of Kamala Harris and the deep state players. People are seeing the fraud, a lot of suits now that are happening, and people see that before the elections. Now, during the elections, I do believe people are going to see that the elections could be manipulated by a foreign entity. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. I'm not saying it's going to happen on that day. Remember, they're going to string this out for a couple of days here. But out in Georgia, and Patriots Are Control put this out, the Georgia election official Gabe Sterling. He says voter suppression is fake. Voter fraud is fake. Patriots, our control, responded to this and said voter fraud is fake. Even if you don't believe elections are stolen, everyone acknowledges voter fraud is real in some form. And they wonder why we don't trust these people. And when you look at the polls, yes, over 60% of the people believe that the elections are manipulated. There is fraud in the elections. And since we're talking about fraud, Election Wizard put this out on Telegram, says political advertisers for a Republican congressman from New Jersey in a close race were reportedly dumped in the trash by a postal worker at a supermarket in Pennsylvania. The incident was captured on surveillance video and USPS is investigating. I thought these things didn't happen. I thought there was no voter fraud. And when you look at the ballots in Kentucky, and this is very, very interesting. They do these little things that people really don't notice. And actually, it causes the ballot to be pushed back out of the machine. And the poll watcher has to adjudicate and make a decision of who the person's voting for. So when you look at the ballot, it has a little tiny dot in the Kamala Harris box. So if you mark Trump, the machine is going to see a mark in Kamala Harris's box, going to see a mark in Trump's box, and it's going to push it out. They're going to have to adjudicate it. And remember, to have voter fraud and to have everything work in the way you want it to work, you know, for the criminal syndicate to cheat in the election, you need the people on the ground. So when that comes out, the person's going to say, oh, they wanted Kamala. Oh, they wanted Kamala. So they're just going to keep pushing a button saying it's Kamala, Kamala, Kamala over and over and over again. This is what we saw going back in 2020. And people now are producing it. People are showing people ahead of time so everyone understands what has happened here. Katzert put this out and said, funny how suddenly over just the past 4 years, every state can report their election results that night except the six swing states that Democrats need to win. Absolutely. And since we talked about the election workers, the people know that the election workers, they enable fraud. How do we know this? Well, Rasmussen reports they did a poll and it says, are the election workers and officials who have enabled fraud in elections all voters? Yes, 49%, not sure, 24%, subtotal 73%. Only about one quarter of voters, 27%, believe election officials and workers have not enabled fraud in elections. So people believe that, yes, these people are committing fraud in the elections. And we see it every single day. I mean, just go on to social media. Everyone now is reporting it. There's court cases showing you that there's fraud. And think about it. Think about what Kamala Harris just did. SNL said they weren't going to actually have a candidate on their show. It was Trump was going to be on there. Kamala wasn't going to be on there. And then all of a sudden, the Saturday before the election, Kamala went on to SNL. Now, remember, she violated the rule, the equal time rule, and they knew exactly what they were doing. Because remember, there's no other Saturday that Trump can go on SNL. So they waited for the last minute to do this to try to push the poll numbers up. And everyone started to say, well, wait a minute, what did you just do here? Because SNL said they weren't doing this. And now, how does Trump get equal time on the same show because there's no other Saturday? Michael Schellenberger put this out and said, NBC knew full well that it would be breaking at least two laws of interfering in the election in this way. And it did so anyway. It's not just Harris. It's also Tim Kaine, who could lose to Hung Chau in Virginia. NBC constructed a sketch literally aimed at increasing Kaine's name recognition. SNL could thus tip two elections. People may not appreciate the significance of SNL. It is a huge young male audience, exactly the audience Harris and Kaine needed. By giving the FCC and Congress so little time before the election, NBC calculated that it could get away with it, at most a fine. NBC's top lawyer, Kim Harris, worked for Obama and is thick as thieves with Biden admin and DNC. NBC may not have calculated that this is a flagrant election interference. NBC may not have calculated that it is vulnerable because it depends on the U.S. government for its license. The American people have subsidized NBC for decades. Congress and FCC should revoke NBC's license. They have violated the public's trust. It is not acting in the public's interest. our voices matter. Please share this post so the FCC Congress will take immediate action against flagrant criminal conduct and election interference by NBC. Brendan Carr, he put this out, and remember, he is part of the FCC, and he says, this is a clear and blatant effort to evade the FCC's equal time rule. The purpose of the rule is to avoid exactly this type of biased and partisan conduct. A licensed broadcaster using the public airwaves to exert its influence for one candidate on the eve of an election, unless the broadcaster offered equal time to other qualifying campaigns. In the 2016, President Obama's FCC chair made clear that the agency would enforce the equal time rule when candidate Trump went on SNL. NBC stations publicly filed equal opportunity notices to ensure that all other qualifying candidates could obtain equal time if they sought it. Stations did the same thing when Clinton appeared on SNL. Federal law requires that broadcasters provide comparable time and placement to all legally qualifying candidates when the equal time rule is triggered. With only days before the election, NBC appears to have structured this appearance in a way that evades these requirements. What comparable time and placement can they offer all other qualifying candidates? Just weeks ago, SNL's Lorne Michaels said they would not be bringing any of the candidates on due to election and equal time laws. You can't bring the actual people who are running on because of election laws and the equal time provisions, Michaels said. NBC Now has filed a notice acknowledging that they provided the free airtime last night to the Democratic Party's nominee with the meaning of the FCC's equal time rule. There's another complicating factor here, given that NBC's SNL initially said that no candidates would appear on SNL because of the federal equal time rule. Since SNL made a secret 180 only 50 hours or so before the election day, their decision runs into the seven-day rule component of the equal time statute. The FCC's seven-day rule affords qualifying candidates 1 week to request their equal time from the broadcast station. The FCC adopted the seven-day rule to avoid gamesmanship by candidates, usually gamesmanship by the candidate seeking the equal time in the exemplar case, and for orderly planning, usually for the broadcaster. But the 1 week, right, also allows the candidate seeking the equal time an opportunity to plan for the use of the time that the law affords them. Maybe they don't have material in the can, or maybe they want to cut a new ad, or maybe they want a couple of days to prepare for the equal time. They would need some time for that, and the rule does not require candidates to choose between a snap response or none at all. Nonetheless, NBC structured the SNL candidate appearance just hours before an election in a way that denies all of the candidates their 1 week procedural right. Absolutely. And they did it on purpose because Trump, he wouldn't be able to get on SNL because there's no other Saturdays. So what happened? They allowed him to put up an ad during Sunday Night Football. Catherine Herridge put this out and said, after SNL equal time scandal, plus FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr calling out the network, NBC Universal steps up, offers Trump time on Sunday night. Sunday Night Football audience is 20 million. SNL audience is 5 million. The irony of complying with FCC rules on political programming. Who do you think made out on this one? Trump, once again. Remember, crime doesn't pay. And these are criminals. Now, the other thing that happened over the weekend is that a squirrel that was rescued by an individual, the squirrel's name was Peanut, all of a sudden, they broke down the door. They came into a house. I don't know if they broke down the door, but they came into the house, a lot of officers, and they actually euthanized the squirrel that lived with this individual for 7 years. And this is kind of scary because they made it seem like they were running, you know, a house full of illegals who are criminals. Wait, they don't do that. They only raid people's houses where they're keeping a squirrel. That, you know, this individual didn't break any laws. It's almost like when they went after Roger Stone, where they had helicopters, boats, and he was sleeping in the early morning, and they raided his house. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. But you could see if they could do this to a squirrel, and they can use this type of force against this individual, they can do this to anyone. Robert Geyer put this out and said, why is the squirrel story so important? Because when government will invade your home and kill your pets, it suddenly feels real to average Americans. It brings the horror of being under the boot of tyrants to life. This straw may be the one that breaks the back of tyrannical government overreach and those who practice its evil. Elon responded to this and said, It is not okay for the government to barge into your home and kill your pets. What has become of the land of the free? Absolutely. But the other thing that's very interesting is that it might be that the deep state is actually sending a message through back channels. Doug put this out and said, it's back channel comms. I'll show more connections. The peanut got executed. Carter, the peanut farmer, pick with the Klan. Connecting yet? Oh, that is very interesting. And we know that they made a very big deal of Jimmy Carter voting for Kamala Harris. Then he points to Post 4467, June 13, 2020. And it says, symbolism will be their downfall. They are fighting to regain control. You stand in their way. You awake is their greatest fear. So are they going to basically use Jimmy Carter's funeral to distract from whatever is about to happen? Starting to seem that way. That is very, very interesting. And as we approach the election, we can see that they already have plans in place. Storm has arrived, put this out and says, the Maricopa County Elections Board basically just announced that they are going to cheat. It's important to remember that here in Arizona, the races are extremely close, and it still might take a few days for you, the media, to call these races. It is possible that some of the candidates who are ahead of election night might not be ahead, and they might not maintain those leads after election day as additional ballots are counted and reported. Let me translate. If Trump is winning, they'll find the ballots they need to put Kamala ahead of him. Not going to work this time. Absolutely, because it's going to be too big to rig. This is not 2020 right now. Trump has doubled, tripled the amount of people, actually probably even a little bit more. And it's going to be too big to rig. Listen, they're going to try. They're going to string this out. And the reason why they're stringing it out is because they want the Trump supporters to be very, very angry in the end. So either Kamala wins by cheating, which is going to make the Trump supporters very, very angry, or they string it out and the Trump supporters are looking at Trump winning, but they keep saying he's not the winner. That's going to make the Trump supporters angry. So they want these angry Trump supporters to riot on the streets. They're going to push this very, very hard, but don't take the bait. Now, we know the deep state players, they use the polls to convince people something's happening when it's really not. We know most of these polls are fake. And just recently, they allowed different companies to actually create a platform where you can bet on who's going to win. And we're starting to see this, and I think those are more accurate than anything else. Now, I've been using Kalshi for quite a while, and this is one of the only places where you can trade bet on these events in all 50 states. And there's a lot of people using these systems. Right now, Kalshi is already being used by hundreds of thousands of people, and they've facilitated over $1 billion worth of trades right now. But let's look at one of the polls right now. Let's look at Trump and Kamala. And you can see Trump is definitely in the lead. And remember, Kalshi is the first legal place where you can bet on the elections in the U.S. They have markets on who will win the presidential election, who will win the control of the House, who will win the Senate, who will win the swing states, and more. So put your money where your mouth is and sign up using my link, kalshi.com/X22. And the first 500 traders who deposit 100 will get a free $20 credit. That is kalshi.com/X22, or click the link in the description. But what's very interesting is that the Trump campaign senior leadership team, they received data of how the election is actually going. And the Democrat turnout problem is getting worse and worse as time goes on. And this is what it says. With every voting closed and election day on the horizon, Democrats are facing a massive turnout deficit. In every single battleground state, we see Trump and Republican outperforming elections passed in absentee ballot and early votes cast. As we dive deeper into the data, Democrats are facing a precipitous decline in urban turnout, according to their own data experts, and we are tracking an uptick in rural turnout. Obama's former campaign manager, Jim Messina, said on MSNBC that the early vote numbers are a little scary. What Mr. Messina is downplaying is they are a lot scarier for Democrats. According to NBC News, Trump has a 16-point lead, 56-40, among voters who plan to cast their ballot on Election Day. Obama's chief campaign strategist and CNN political commentator David Axelrod told CNN that there are no guarantees that voters will turn out on Election Day for Vice President Harris. Democrats are spinning themselves and reporters by claiming that their voters will turn out on Election Day. But when you look at it, you could see it doesn't look that way. When you look at Arizona, it says urban turnout is down -385,000 compared to this point in 2020. Female turnout is down a -170,000 compared to 2020. Rural turnout is up 14,000. Georgia, urban turnout is down 153,000 compared to 2020. Female turnout is down 46,000. Michigan, they're down 321,000. Female turnout is down 204,000. North Carolina, urban turnout is down 175,000. Female turnout down 154,000. Nevada, urban turnout is down 191,000. Female turnout is down 126,000. Pennsylvania, 381,000. Female turnout is down 450,000. Wisconsin, urban turnout is down 100,000. Female turnout is down 238,000. This is a complete and utter disaster for the D's. They know this. They realize at this point, it's going to be very, very difficult to actually cheat in the election. And I do believe this is why the DOJ came out with a memo letting everyone know that federal agents cannot carry a weapon or interfere if there are problems at the polls. So from that memo, I think it's letting us know that we might see Antifa. We might see riots where they're going to try to scare people away from the polls. Because if they're down this much in all these different areas, where do you think this is all going to happen? In these areas, because they don't want the Republicans going to the polls. Because if their people aren't going to the polls, they got to make sure that the Republicans aren't going to the polls. So what do they got to do? They got to have Antifa on the ground, illegals on the ground, trying to scare the people. And this is why the DOJ came out with this memo going back, I think, to an 1864 law. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But before we get there, we have the head of CISA once again, Jen Easterly. She's the director. And she says on Face the Nation on CBS that the elections are more secure than ever before. Now, why are they saying this? Number one, when they cheat in the election and they win, they have to let everyone know that the election is secure. This is what they did back in 2020. There's no difference. But this time around, as they're saying they're so secure, I think the good guys, the patriots, when they realize they can't cheat, they're going to have to move into the next phase, which means they're going to have to start to tell people that the ballots are coming in, but we have strange anomalies. We think the election systems, there might be something wrong, might be insiders, it might be a foreign government, but it looks like they might be manipulated. Now, remember, these are the people that are telling you that the elections are secure, just like they're telling you the borders were always secure. They were locked down. Nobody's coming in. Now, I do believe they're being forced to show everyone that the elections aren't, that they can be rigged. And I think this is how you show the people. I think you show the people, look, they're rigged and we have the results of the election. Let's compare them to the other election that is going to be done with paper. Does everyone see the difference? Now, let's see if it gets that far. We don't know. But you could see that they're moving in this direction. And Jamie Raskin, he was on the Bill Maher show, and he was letting everyone know that he will gladly accept the results if everything is honest, which kind of tells you that they won't accept the results because they're going to say the elections were manipulated, and they're going to probably blame this on Russia or other countries and say Trump manipulated the elections. See how this is now playing out right now? And they're not going to certify the elections because they're going to say Trump got help and the elections were manipulated. They did this back in 2016 when they said Russia helped him with the elections and it turned out to be fake, phony, and false. And Trump won fair and square. He used the Electoral College. Remember, back then, they thought they had it. Oh, we have the popular vote. 3 million people voted for over Trump and voted for Hillary Clinton. Of course, those were all the illegals. They never expected Trump to have the Electoral College in the back pocket there. They never expected that. But you can see all the messages that the deep state is putting out now. Stephanopoulos, he delivered an ominous opening before his show. And he said, good morning and welcome this week. It is almost over. What comes next is anyone's guess. What we do know is this. No election since the Civil War has posed such a test of our constitutional system. So he mentioned the word Civil War, which is very, very interesting. Because Remember the DOJ, the memo that they put out about no federal officers can have weapons and you can't interfere with what's happening at the polls? Well, that is also a Civil War era law. But before we get to that, Microsoft is now bracing for foreign election interference days ahead of the election, which is actually just one day now. So Microsoft has exposed cyber attacks and disinformation campaigns from foreign adversaries in the lead up to the U.S. presidential election that go beyond the tactics deployed 4 years ago. On the eve of election day, the threats aren't letting up. And so let's see, now their threats are more advanced. It's not like 2020. They're telling us it's secure and the attacks are increasing and they're much, much more advanced. You think they're trying to tell something? Absolutely. But we could see what the deep state is planning now for the polls. I do believe they're going to try to create chaos at the polls. And this kind of tells us this is exactly what they're trying to do. In recent days, federal law enforcement agents across the government received a jarring communication from the Justice Department, a warning they could be prosecuted under a Civil War era law if they respond to an election polling place with guns or even for a fake report of a crime. The memo from Corey Amundson, the chief of DOJ's public integrity section that oversees election crimes, was dated October 15th and states it was prompted by inquiries about how the government might respond to Election Day violence. Title 18, United States Code, Section 592. This statute, which has been in existence since 1864, makes it a felony for a federal official to send armed personnel to an operational polling place for crowd control or other purposes. The current memo cautioned agents that bad actors might try to trick agents into an armed response to a polling place with a false report of violence. So when you hear this, it seems like they're going to have these individuals at the polling places where they're going to commit violence, and no federal officer can interfere with this. So they're going to allow this to happen to keep people away from the polls, because if they don't have strong voter turnout, they don't want the Republicans to have strong voter turnout, because that means they're going to have to make up a lot more ballots, doesn't it? So, yes, this is all part of them trying to rig the election. And you can see they're definitely expecting something to happen in many different cities. We have Portland, where they're boarding up windows because they expect violence there. Out in D.C., they're bracing for civil unrest by erecting riot fences and boarding up businesses prior to Election Day. And we know there are many different states now that have activated the National Guard. And we've had Oregon do it. Washington has done it. Nevada has done it. D.C. now is erecting fences. Portland now is boarding up and they're getting prepared and ready for something. And what's very interesting is that Post 3 says the following. This is from October 29, 2017. It says, why is the National Guard called up across 12 cities? Right now, we have three that have activated the National Guard. Are we going to see the other nine come into play? Now, this might be during the election because they might see violence, or after the election. Post 22, October 31st, 2017. Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Now, states normally control the National Guard unless they're federalized. And are we starting to see the National Guard activated in select cities? Absolutely. Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? Well, yes, if there's some type of insurrection or there's an invasion or an insurgency. What former president used the military to save the Republic and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided? Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest. Clean and swift. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots are all prepared for this. And Trump, he said something very interesting at a rally. He joked about an assassin that they would have to shoot through the fake news to kill him. So he was on stage and he was like, look, I have a glass over here to protect me. I have no glass over here. Just an opening. And then the glass over here. And then you have the fake news. And they would have to shoot through the fake news to get to me. And he said, I wouldn't mind that at all. Now, it's very interesting that he said they would have to shoot through the fake news, go, you know, around or through the fake news. So is he trying to let us know that the deep state's about to try something And they're, and remember, an insurgency, the deep state has to control the information. Soros, he controls 200 radio stations. They fast-tracked it. The fake news, they put out the propaganda, and they don't want people getting information from other places. That's how the insurgency works. So you have to shut down all other news sources to control the narrative for an insurgency. When Trump says, shoot through the news, shoot through the fake news, does he mean that we're going to go through the news or around the news to get the information to the people? Maybe the emergency broadcast system. Is he letting us know that something is headed our way? Absolutely. And we know that the propaganda networks, the corrupt politicians, all these people took this the wrong way, is usually saying, oh, he wants the fake news killed. No, he's saying that if they're coming after me, they're going to have to shoot through the fake news. So he's not saying he wants to kill the fake news. So again, you could see how they always try to spin this. But I do believe he was sending a message letting us know that something is about to happen and we're going to have to go through or around the fake news. Now, Jack Straw, he kind of breaks down what might happen during the elections if Trump wins, which I do believe he's going to win, or if Kamala wins, I don't think she's going to win, but he breaks it down for both of them. If Trump is declared the winner, then the left will riot and cause chaos. At such point, per Q drops, the military, which is the only way, will step in and squash the riots quickly. If Kamala is declared the winner, the military will step in publicly, declare martial law, and make public arrests, declaring that they've been tracking and showing the proof of election illegalities. Certain groups will try to riot and cause chaos, but that will again be quickly squashed. Regardless of the immediate announcement of whom won, there will be unrest and the military will step in pretty quickly. If Kamala is announced as the winner, it will be allowed as the final straw on the camel's back of the general public's patience with the they must be shown, not told plan. All that said, I believe that's why Trump encouraged early voting so hard, so they could track and record all the cheating so the military can step in. Who will be declared the winner is already planned to play out. So let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But I do believe this is about showing the people how the system is rigged, how they rigged the system. It's been rigged in 2022, 2020, 2016, going back in time, they install their people. And remember, this is about showing the people the truth and changing how we do the elections in the future and showing the people that we are the majority. And Trump, he did say something else that's very, very interesting. He said back in 2020, I shouldn't have left. So he's letting everyone know back in 2020, he shouldn't have left the White House. Now, is he setting up the deep state saying, I shouldn't have left? Is the deep state saying, well, we're not going to leave. When we lose the election, we are not going to leave the White House. Is he setting them up? Because remember, going back in time, they said they were going to have to drag Trump out of the White House because they were going to try to stay in power. Now it looks like they're going to do it. And maybe he's trying to push them into this. Dan Scavino, he put this out, and this is on X. He says, all around America, the silent majority will be heard loud and clear in less than 36 hours. And the timestamp is 10:46. And let's go to post 10:46, April 6, 2018. Epicenter, Full House, they are all here. 24/7, 365, enjoy the show. Post 1965, because he said the silent majority, this is August 28, 2018, it says, the world is now united. History books, fake news suppression creates a false reality. This movement is bigger than you can imagine. Silent majority no more. And I do believe, because of what Dan put out there, I do believe the people are going to see that we are the majority, that the fake news, the corrupt politicians, all these swamp creatures, the criminals, they put up these polls, they rig the elections to make you think that we are not the majority. And I think one way to show the world that we are the majority is to get outside of their criminal system, have an election using paper, voter ID, one day counting. I think we're going to see a very, very big difference, and people are going to see that we are the majority. Let's see how this all plays out. But I do believe in the end, no matter which path this is going to take, I do believe the Patriots are in control. And in the end, Trump will win. I think it's going to be very bumpy and sometimes it's going to be a little dark. But I do believe in the end, This is all part of the plan to wake the people up, to make them understand that there is election fraud, that their system is a cheating system, and we need to change it, and we need to take back the country. And I do believe Trump wants to show the people that we are the majority. He wants to show the deep state players, look, I got the people, because they just saw through all the fake information, they saw through the illusion that they are the majority. And I do believe he wants to show them this. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.